Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and fuck you. My name's Cheeto Steve. I will roll up my sleeves and get my Cheetos on your fucking shit.
Hey everybody, welcome back to BRB Gaming. You're here with me, Thor.
Stubbs.
Victor.
Ah, that's right. We're here with Victor Iamini. Yeah. He's a YouTuber and a retro handhelds enthusiast. Welcome, Victor. Good to have you on, bud.
Nice. Nice to be here, man.
So what are you working on? What you got going on?
Hey, nice background there.
Yeah, you got a nice background. Nice, thanks. It's looking good.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm actually waiting for a Odin, but mine's going to take for so long to get here.
Yeah.
So while that happens, I'm trying to plan ahead and making some videos about Odin on my main channel because it's so blowing up and so so big right now. But at the same time, I'm trying to deep a little digger into the X18S and the RP2 Plus.
Yeah.
So because they're all Android, they're all so similar in a few ways. You know, the ATV launcher and use Launchbox or DEG. And
right.
Reset it's collection.
Dolphin. It's reset, the same emulator as everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really like this Android generation that we are in right now.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, obviously, there's huge hype for the Odin, but man, I'm still on the 2 Plus. I still love it. I love the form factor and the screen ratio. It's really good.
Yeah, I really like
it. I'm even happy with the battery life still.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And more, and the standby mode, it's just amazing. It's the best one I had until now.
Yeah.
I can be playing GameCube, just stand by, go sleep, and when I turn it on, it's just like 2% loss or very little.
Absolutely.
And how long does the battery last on the X18S in your mind?
I think it's about 4.5 hours to 6 hours, maybe 6.5.
Yeah, it's good. Not bad at all.
That works. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
I think my biggest complaint is that standby doesn't really work. When you click the standby half an hour later or 1 hour later, it just pops back in.
Hmm. Are you on Lineage, the latest version of Lineage?
Lineage. Correct. It happens in both, in stock and Lineage.
Well, that's another one there that's not giving out source code right there is PowKitty with the X18S.
Yeah.
So.
I've sent them an email asking for the kernel source, but they said that they would talk to someone, but you know,
Well, they pay another company to make their Android ROMs for the most part, and that company has the rights to the source code. Then, but the deal is with Android, it's all supposed to be open source. You're not really allowed to sell it, so they. Technically, legally, should be handing out source for every Android device, but they don't do it.
Oh, really?
How could he's not going to do it? No. Oh, absolutely not. So
it's I didn't bullshit. Know Android it's- had that. Every Android had to be open. I didn't know.
Technically, they do, but they don't do it. Their drivers don't have to be open source. So, like the actual software that says how to use the individual pieces of hardware. But the rest of it for how it boots and all that kind of stuff, all that stuff gets pre-compiled. They technically have to release all of that stuff to the public, but they don't do it.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But I mean, that's kind of the reality we're in right now. It's just, what are we really going to do?
Who are these developers? Like that they don't participate in the community. They have no names, no Facebook, no Instagram. They're no forum. Nobody says, "Oh, I developed that." Nobody says that. They have no author. I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, like even when we get in direct contact with the Chinese manufacturers and their software engineers, they won't tell us anything real about it. They'll be like named Andy or Michael or something like that. It's like your name's not Michael.
Yeah,
like you know.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's like Nicole in Odin's Nicole, case, right?
From
you guys talk to Nicole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
she's a sweetheart. Abby from Retroid and David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all know better, guys.
But yeah.
It's not, it's probably not their names, and that's okay, right?
That is, I mean, okay. Like,
yeah, it is.
It is okay. It is.
Yeah, it is okay. It's, I mean, it's probably not our... one person either. It's probably like different
yeah,
people, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, like the people that answered like the help desks and stuff like that for Ambernick or PowKitty on AliExpress, always a different yeah, person. I can tell because they every don't time, read the previous message that I sent.
Yeah.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> But it's all good. I mean, we get it figured out eventually, whatever it is.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And they're getting
better. We get there.
I feel sometimes that these Chinese companies, they're so horrible in communicating. They're so horrible in marketing and communicating. It's like they're 20, 30 years back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like always when they have a delay, they wait like one day before to say they're going to be late. You know, yeah, it's like tomorrow is the release. they wait the day before to say that they are a week back. And when you get a week back, they stretch 1 week more. They always do that.
And then they do the thing, like if you have to send them a couple of emails to bitch them out about not shipping something or something like that, they'll say,
"Yeah,
it's already shipped." And then they'll send you a tracking link that was the tracking number was made that day. And it's just like,
yeah,
deal with it, you know? We forgot about you, whatever.
Yeah.
But you're that's just how it works.
There, man.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what to say.
We still love it. I mean, we're still involved in this. It's just, it's part of the hobby, you know? It's like restoring old cars. Yeah. You know you're going to get rusty, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm really excited to see where it's going now.
Yeah.
What do you think's next?
I think... cloud gaming is going to be huge. I think probably bigger brands are going to make really cheap devices focused mostly on cloud gaming, not focused on emulation, so yeah, they can make it very cheap. And that's going to be one side of it. And the other side, I think, is going to be PC gaming. And I don't see it going too much with Windows. I see... a new branch of Linux focused on gaming.
Yeah.
That won't look like Matosera or anything like that. It's going to look like Windows, but with bigger icons, bigger fonts, and it's going to be optimized to use with joysticks and
yeah.
Gonna,
right.
You're going like to be using Steam OS?
Oh, maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Something like that.
I never had a PC, a portable PC, so maybe there is a branch of Linux for that.
I think it'll stay broader. Honestly, I think that they'll keep making streaming apps like Moonlight and the Steam Link stuff and all of that, and just put it on multiple platforms, you know? And so you'll be able to stream more and more from more and more devices. And so they'll just keep it diverse. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, a year from now, you can pick up anything and stream from anything, you know?
Yeah. That's the world I want to be internet. In.
Yeah. Yeah. That has internet or you're on your local network as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully at least.
Well, so I'm thinking, you know, like we don't have Steam Deck yet. We don't have a review unit for that, but Steam OS sort of is the idea I think you're going for, where it's like, it's sort of like Windows, but it's actually Linux.
And it's running your Steam library, and it's from big. Steam Deck. Yeah. I think it might be. I heard the developers from Steam OS that they're gonna free it so you can use in other devices, right?
I hope so.
Awesome.
That would be great. I mean, if you can recompile the kernel and add drivers in and stuff like that, that would be awesome. And it actually helps Steam. It helps Valve to do that. So people keep spending money on Valve games on their storefront.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I think that would work out pretty well for them.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that might be the one. Yeah. But I imagine something more community-based, you know, with a Discord and something like that, Linux-based computer-like for PC portable PCs.
Yes. Go ahead.
That will be the high end, and the cheaper ends, like the new RK 2336, I forgot the name, 2236, I think. the newer case will be the xCloud ones.
And Burnick's going to need to put a damn 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi in there. So
they're
going
to have to find out what Wi-Fi is. They're
not this bullshit, Victor. Not this bullshit. This 2.4 gigahertz piece of shit. I love this handheld. I love it. But for streaming, it's not good.
No, it's not.
I usually say in my community that Paul Kitty and Embernick and everyone like on Retroid 2, they have an engineer that just goes there and shits on the console. Like, when everything's perfect, it's ready to come out, an engineer goes
he's like, I think we're gonna, you know, that 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi chip that was $2 more to produce per unit?
I think we're gonna just pull that out, guys.
And I think we're gonna put in 2.4 gigahertz
from
like 1999. And you know what? I think people will be cool with that because they don't need Wi-Fi. They're not going to use this beautiful, beautiful screen for streaming. Just come in here. Ruin everyone's day. It's fucking Steve. Everyone knows it's fucking Steve. He's always coming by the factory and like, hey, guys, here's what we should do.
Steve. Shout out.
Embernick Steve. He comes by, he's like, and he leaves, he's like, ha 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 ha. He's like, that was hilarious. I don't know anything about anything. I don't know the fuck about shit.
Well, there's definitely
some fucking Cheetos and just
it's definitely a trope now for all of these devices basically to have Cheeto one Steve. Major fucking downfall. Asshole. You know? I mean because one major keep, thing that is just like
because fuck, you keep on buying it.
Well, because
they're almost perfect. They're almost perfect, but they take one feature. They take one
One little thing. A little thing.
Yeah. Like for the RP2 and the 2 Plus, the analog slider. All right?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Yeah,
why?
The right stick. What difference does it make? Why does it slide? Why is it at the...
There is an actual answer to that, and it's because they couldn't put another analog input on the RP2. But... get a better chip and put dual analog on. You know, MediaTek has plenty of those older chips left over. Go for it.
Yeah. So the RP2 Plus could have maybe the an analog that wasn't they didn't slide.
Yes, they absolutely could have done that on the newer chip, but they didn't. It is an analog stick still, but it is a slider.
Fucking so. Cheeto Steve came by the factory and he was like, "Hey guys,
Steve,
yeah,
you know
that."
He's like the ROM gnome, but for ruining handhelds.
Cheeto Steve comes by and he's like, "Hey guys, I see that you got this excellent. You finally added analog to your new revision. Nice. You can play FPS. You got 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi. That's sweet. What if we just do the same thing we did in the RP2, except we say it's analog, not digital anymore? You know." And then everyone's like, "Yeah, go Steve." Fucking hero. Fuck yeah. You know? And he fucking leaves, fucking puts his hands in the goddamn Cheeto bag, and he's like, fucking good day for Steve.
That's right.
Fucking did it again. Fuck you, Steve.
I made a difference to this.
God damn it. I'm pissed. You know what, guys? I'm pissed today. Why can't we have one handheld that has no problems? Not one.
I don't know.
Do you have problems with the Odin?
Oh. We're recording the Odin review after this. I'm not gonna reveal too much, but there are a couple of things about the Odin that drive me a little nutty.
Stubbs recently quoted it saying, "It's so good that I'm annoyed." So
yeah, it's so good that it's annoying. The battery life never dies. It's still on its original charge from like the live stream we did days ago. Okay. Why hasn't it died yet? But no, as far as like actual complaints with it, the joysticks are not as good as the 5.5.2. The screen is not quite as good as the 5.5.2.
Yeah.
And the right analog stick is not quite as good at FPSs as the 5.5.2. Not quite. It's pretty good. It's enjoyable, but it's not perfect. I think the joysticks are the shortcoming of the whole device.
Yeah.
And that's personally. But at least they click, right? The RP2, you got no clickable L3 R3.
Yeah,
you know, at least it clicks.
Oh well.
Did you get the dock?
I have a dock on the way when my light shows up.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah, so, I'm really interested in the dock.
Yeah, the dock seems pretty exciting. I think RP3 is supposed to have a dock too. So,
yeah. Oh, really cool.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, RP3 might be the device that, you know, we just need to find and lock up Cheeto Steve. Okay, so the werewolf of the handheld industry doesn't run by the factory, and he's like, "Hey guys, we got the RP3. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna take this beautiful screen and we're gonna downgrade it to a TFT." Okay, go.
I think very soon also we're gonna have the sort of Odin and Switch kind of tendency that every brand will have its dock. It will be everything the same, USB-C, and you can use different docks and different devices. And also the Joy-Con on the Switch, I think it makes sense for them to start bringing to other handhelds. Because
they try, but number one, Nintendo is crazy, crazy litigious. So they're always suing
to make removable controllers and
right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it'd be more. We'd be more likely to see where you can switch the joystick and the D-pad before we see removable controllers on a lot of these. Though, that's a lot of design work to be done to have something that works every single time. And I don't think a lot of these companies are there yet. I think it's going to be a while before we see something like that.
Because it would make sense for them to sell different types of gamepads, just like a Joy-Con inspired in GameCube, a Joy-Con inspired in PlayStation 1, a Joy-Con inspired in each system.
Yeah,
and also they could upgrade just the core, just the middle part, the screen and the hardware. And we could keep buying cores and keep buying gamepads. And keep it rotating. Maybe it would make
that's
sense.
A cool idea.
But it's true. But we are far from that, man.
Well, making stuff that modular, I don't really think is on the table yet. Maybe if a company like Sony or Microsoft were to make a handheld, you know, if Sony were to make another handheld, I could see them.
Do you think they will
like that?
Do you think I'm sure they will, because the world won't end next year. So at some point they will do it, you know, because I know they had a big failure and everything, but at some point they will have to do it.
I think that the next thing that they're going to do is going to have really good hardware, but it's going to be focused on streaming PS4 and PS5 games outside of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that they're
just like Xbox can do with Game Pass.
Right. Right. And they have the PlayStation Remote Play as well. But I think
Play is even better than that.
Yeah. But I think their next handheld itself, if they make one, is going to focus more on game streaming than ever.
Yeah.
And it's going to be something more like a PSTV, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's mobile, so it'll be able to run its own games. But I think it'll be way more focused on streaming.
And I think something like the Odin Lite, you know, with its Wi-Fi 6, module inside of it, I think that thing is going to be just the streaming killer device.
Yeah,
the Odin Pro is amazing, and I don't notice any issues with streaming. But I think just having that one extra little bump, you can push more to the handheld at higher bit rates,
And to top on,
it's going
to
be the ultimate.
To top that, it's going to have the same battery, but it's going to be the processor is way more efficient than the 845, and you're not going to be using the graphics acceleration very much. So you're going to have a streaming handheld with an insane, with a psycho battery life.
Yes, true. Over 24 hours, maybe, right?
I mean, I would solidly expect 14 hours at that point, to be honest with you.
I mean, this one's already.
It's already 25. How long does it take? Well, like playing, did you count
on the Odin Pro?
Yeah,
I'm still playing on the original battery charge. So, God, active time, I would say I'm going on 11 or 12 hours now.
And the percentage?
I'm down to I think 10% battery life, so I might get to 13 hours active.
But that's
time.
With like 4 or 5 days of it being in sleep. That's with us literally doing four and a half hours with the screen on the other night straight.
Yeah. And we just recorded another hour worth of footage just before we got on with you.
Right.
And with the brightness all the way up and screen capture going and Dolphin running full frames. And it's crazy. I don't know. I don't know what they did in this thing.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But the battery is very efficient. You know, it's like the XT Plus. XT Plus battery is another one of those that's 5,000 or 6,000 milliamp hour and it lasts 12 hours.
Yeah. What kind of battery is in the X18S?
I have no idea.
It's a 5,000 milliamp, I think.
5K. Okay.
I think.
How much is the X18S? I've never even thought to ask.
180 American. I don't know how much it is in Brazil.
Yeah, it is all that. It is in Brazil. It's R$1,000, about between 88 reais and R$1,000, but it's about that. 180, 107 American.
Okay,
that's not bad. It's not bad. I just got another one.
But you're not getting scalped.
Yeah.
No. We buy straight from Paul Kitty and AliExpress. But and also that's a big problem with Odin. I'm making a video about Odin tomorrow. It's going to be called Odin's Biggest Problem. I hope it's like a good clickbait. But it's going to be about how we cannot get it in Brazil. We cannot go to their website and just ship to Brazil. They don't have Brazil option. We need intermediary. You'd have to send to another country and another country sends to you.
So is that what you had to do? You had to go through an intermediary to buy it for you on the IGG.
Yeah, but I have family in the United States.
Ah, perfect. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So they're going to receive it and send it to me.
What if they receive it and they're like, oh, hell no, this is doing GameCube at 60 FPS. Fuck that. Sorry, Victor. You have to track them down. I'll track them down. Where are these people at? Thor and I, Texas, we're on the hunt.
He'll take the west side. I'll take the east side.
Yeah, well, that's right.
We'll meet up.
Yeah, we'll meet up in the middle on our elephants, and we'll be like, all right, where's Victor's Odin? I see it right there.
When do we get elephants?
Dude, I don't know. Dude, as long as we're adventuring, okay, through time and space right now, we ride elephants. We ride space elephants.
You're adding so many walls with no barriers in
his mind. Yeah.
I don't know. It's been one of those weeks, all right? I want to ride space elephants, all right?
Nice.
Oh, well.
You guys watch Rick and Morty?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? I love Rick and Morty. It's so good. It's just what's so your, random. It just keeps escalating, just like as you went.
What's your favorite character in Rick and Morty?
It's Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick, yeah.
I just love Pickle Rick.
Rick. Can I share with you guys a secret? I've never seen Rick and Morty.
Oh,
I don't know anything about it. I know. I faked it. I don't know anything about it. I bet I could help write for it. It sounds like, right? I can help write some storyline ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You have the
right amount of adult ADHD to write for Rick and Morty.
That's right. Space elephant, Cheeto Steve, you bastard.
Yeah.
God damn it, Steve.
One day, Steph has all these little blind spots in media, right? And I'm like, one day, I'm going to sit him down for like a week and just force him to watch all this shit. All right? Just all of it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Not to interrupt everything we're talking about. I know handhelds are very important. People want to hear about it. But I had an idea to disrupt the world as we know it. All right?
Okay.
It's called removing a day of the week. All right? Just choosing not to believe in a day of the week. So I, for instance, am just not going to believe in Tuesday ever again. Now, if I get enough people onto my movement, say, hey, I want you to not believe in Tuesday, because then you would, you know, then you would be in this alternate timeline where you get an extra day of the weekend, all right? But you just wouldn't believe in Tuesday. And enough people in the world do that, and now you have this whole gaslit population, you know, when Tuesday arrives, that they don't believe it's there, all right?
See, and then the whole world collapses. I don't think you could get Tuesday to work because Taco Tuesday is extremely important.
Okay, not Tuesday.
Yeah.
But like,
so.
What if we get two? Okay, what if we don't believe in Monday?
Let's get rid of Mondays
and we get two Saturdays. All right. So it's still 7 days a week. It's just that we get two Saturdays. So you get an extra weekend.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll keep workshopping it. I was telling it to my wife the other day. She's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, listen, you know, I'm not stoned or anything. I'm like, we're just having a talk.
It could work. It could work.
Like, what if we removed a day of the week and we convinced everybody to do the same?
See, now I'm on board with this because that would give me 12 more hours approximately a week to fuck with retro handhelds and not play retro games. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you hit work deadlines, they're like, "Hey, why aren't you at work? It's Monday." I'm like, "I don't believe in Monday. It's against my religion." They're like, "Oh." Cool.
Religious cool. exemption.
I'm playing handhelds. Oh, no. It'll be a little confusing and there will be a little bit of chaos and everyone will be on these two separate timelines.
Right.
Kind of like how daylight savings time, some people just don't believe in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, DST does suck. Let's be honest here.
It does. But anyways.
In Brazil, it happens. It starts and stops every president.
Does it?
One president starts to the summertime and brings back 1 hour, I don't know when, and the other president goes and cancels back. And I never know which time we're in.
What did Bolsonaro do?
I think he took off.
He got rid of it?
Took off the,
you don't know what time you're living in.
No, I have no idea. And also the devices, like the every device, like Lineage and other Android devices, they always mix up also. I put São Paulo and they get 1 hour wrong because every four years it changes. Yeah.
Right.
That's amazing. Now we just need to have your president implement the no Monday rule and the extra Saturday rule.
He could, yeah. Wouldn't be hard, I think. It's just so absurd.
It'll go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it could work. I have this thing where...
No, it's easy.
Where I'm really bad with timing. Like, I plan to do this many stuff in one day, and I never have time to do everything. So, every day...
Yeah, two Saturdays.
that would work. That would help.
But Victor. Day, no, keep going. Sorry. I'm very excited. Yeah.
Victor sounds like Saturdays he's on board with it.
Just amazing. Yeah, yeah, I am on board.
Here's how we take it deeper, all right? Saturday, the second Saturday is a repeat, like Groundhog's Day, of the first Saturday, but you could do it all over again. Okay, so it's not just a second Saturday, okay?
You really are trying to destroy the world, aren't you? You're really just trying to ruin it for everybody.
I want to ripple. This reality, like, just,
but like
it's
you have to do. You have to do 2 days the same thing. Like you go to the water park, has to be double water park.
You have to double water park. Oh my gosh! You make plans with the Simpsons, with the Johnson family. You know you're doing Scrabble. You got to do that 2 days in a row, except. If they don't believe in double Saturday, you're going to show up and look like an asshole. Because you'll be like, hey, I'm here again.
But they're going to look like Scrabble. An asshole too for not believing in double Saturday. So
Yeah. They're like, sorry, we're not double Saturdayers. But we are. So we're here and we got Scrabble. We're here to play again. And we can redo all the mistakes we did yesterday, except we won't make mistakes. So everyone gets a second chance.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right, I've taken
this. You've gone off the deep end here. This is insane at this point.
It's a good concept.
Okay. So anyways, Victor, let's go back to your channel. So you have like four channels, man. You got Victor Iamini, Victor Voltu. What's that one?
Oh, okay. So in March and April last year, like 2021, my channel got deleted out of nowhere. It was Yeah. And I only had in the beginning of my main channel, Victor Iamini, I spoke about photography because I work with photography. But then once I found my Game Boy in my mother's house and I did the LCD mod, you know, to change the LCD. And I recorded, made a video, and a few people came to comment, and that was my first retro video there. And then I started to watch Wolf Den videos and other YouTuber videos, and I ended up buying the Retroid Pocket 2.
Yeah.
That was my first device. And I started making
videos about it. Then I bought the Pocket Go S30. And I was talking about then, and one day at night, I just received an email from YouTube saying my channel was deleted and I couldn't, was permanent, and I could ask man. For a review. And I sent a desperate review at the same time, like, what happened? I didn't do anything. It was something I showed on my devices. I didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
And they just said, they just refused it. And I tried to send a new one, and they said in 15 days you can send a new one. So in these 15 days, I started this Victor Voltou, which means Victor is back, just to, to talk to my small audience, you know, and just say, okay, this happened. And they said it was something about scam slash spam slash, I don't know, something. I don't know what happened, actually.
Were they, like, live streaming from your channel? They did that to Russ. They hacked Russ's channel and were streaming some cryptocurrency stuff.
I don't think so. When I got my channel back, like, 15 days later, I noticed I had double, like, my last stream that happened right before I lost my channel. It was, like, duplicated. I had two streams with the same name, same thumbnail. I don't know if maybe caught like a spam or something. I don't know what happened. So I did the second channel in between that. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this other channel. And I also have meu canal secreto. I think you saw there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my secret channel. It's where I read One Piece. I follow up the manga One Piece.
Right.
And nice.
It comes out every Friday, and I like to read it, and I have a...
I was watching... Yeah, I was going through my ROM library. I saw all these One Piece games. Are those good games, generally?
No.
Yeah. Good. Just no, skip it.
Yeah. There's a trope almost at this point that anime and manga games are usually pretty bad.
Really?
No, usually pretty bad, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, but these ones are like mini games. They're like games. It's special bad games because they're these manga games released only in Japan that it's just like a mini game, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like Angry Birds, but this mini game, mini Android games.
I like mini games if it's within a game. I hate mini games when they're on their own. Garbage. But if like Final Fantasy VII, right? You got the Gold Saucer, all those mini games, Cloud snowboarding. That's a lot of fun. But one of those games on its own, I would pretty much say get out of here.
Exactly.
Horrible. Yeah.
Oh well.
You know a game I like that no one knows?
What? Chicken Run. Tell me.
From PS1.
Chicken Run.
Ever played it? Chicken Run.
Well, I'm going to play it right now while we're talking.
Dude, it's pretty good. It's a merge of GTA and Handmaid's Tale.
Based on the movie Chicken Run?
Yeah, it's based on the movie. Yeah, and the movie, it's totally Handmaid's Tale. It's crazy.
It's Handmaid's Tale with the same voice actors, the same plot.
Yeah.
100%.
Same plot.
100%.
It's pretty close.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. No, I mean, there's those weird games, right, that everybody likes to play that they don't maybe want to admit to anybody. I love Barbie games.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, at first, it was a joke, and now I'm playing them for PS2, for GameCube. I'm upscaling them. Dude, my main Barbie game that I'm showcasing on the Odin is Barbie... 12 princesses, and I can upscale to 3X and Aether SX2. So.
Whoa, really? Well, I really liked one Barbie game. Was like Detective Barbie in the Park or something like that.
Hell yes.
You played that one? You know that one?
I don't know it. Which system is it for?
It was for PC. When I was young, like I had a few CDs, and my sister also had, and I played this one. It was so good.
I love those old games when we were kids that are so obscure. You know, there was those games for DOS I used to play. Commander Keen, Number Munchers, Oregon Trail.
In general. Yeah.
All the Broderbund stuff.
Yeah.
But then there was other ones like Escape Velocity that not a lot of people seem to know. Barbie's Detective Adventure. I've never heard of that. but I will now, till the end of time, hunt that down because now I need to play it.
He's going after.
You're telling me there's a game I haven't played.
And any PC should play it. Was I remember I had at the same time Grim Fandango, and was so amazing to play that as in PC at, I don't know, 98, 99.
That's one of those ones you can play on ScumVM. Yeah.
Yeah, they have so many re-releases of that game. I think they have Android, iOS, Switch.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those classics. Just there's so many games out there that we'll never have time to play. You know, there's thousands upon thousands of games, 100,000 games at least as an option. Yeah. But I always try to play at least 5 seconds of each one.
In my channel, I do a lot of testing, and when I do long plays, I actually like doing testing, and a lot of people just show up and say, why don't you play the game until the end? But in the channel, like the rhythm is playing,
I want to show you how it works.
Of each game, 5 minutes,
right,
just going like that. But in life, when I just started in the retro handheld device, I wanted to organize big collections and have a lot of games in there. But now I'm very picky with what games I put in there.
Yeah.
Because I know that if I put too much, I won't play any of them till the end. So I just put the ones that I want. So normally I play like 2-3 games in parallel, like one Zelda, one Metroid, and one Pokemon, or maybe I could go Final Fantasy and Castlevania and stuff.
Yeah.
But usually I go a few games in parallel.
Yeah.
But if I put too many games, I won't finish anyone. Yeah. No, just
say. A lot of people, I'm sorry, there's just a touch of lag on my end. A lot of people load up like 50,000 ROMs. Like they want the whole ROM set on their device and like, no, like don't do it. I tell people all the time, don't do it. You'll never play any of them ever. You're either going to play the same game that you've played 35 times, all right, or you're not going to play anything. You know,
we call it
analysis paralysis.
No, you get a randomizer button, okay?
Randomizer
for you.
All right. No, but in the arcade devices, we have those. The looping screensaver that we can just press start and start the game. In that case, it's sort of cool to have a lot of games that you don't know because sometimes just pops off. You see a video of the game happening a little bit. So sometimes it just pops off and calls your attention and you start playing. It might happen.
Yeah, happened to me for American Idol for Game Boy Advance.
No way.
Which is really good. It's horrible. It's a horrible game, but there's a retro achievements, okay? And there's cover songs, and when you sing them correctly in the game, it sounds pretty good. But if you if you don't hit the buttons at the right timing, your character starts going, and I will always love you. And it's hilarious, dude. It's like, what the hell? And it's addicting to like get through to the next part. And I played that game for 2 hours. Before I realized like 2 hours had gone by, and I'm like, I played 2 hours of American Idol for Game Boy Advance today.
Nice, that's impressive. Nice.
I have impressed myself. So
I, on the other hand, have recently restarted Legend of Dragoon for like the 70th time on Miu Mini right here. Yeah.
What do you think about that one, Victor?
I'm actually about to receive it on Monday. I thought I could receive it today, but the mail didn't work today. But I went to work on Monday. The only thing I'm a little like step back on it. It's no retro achievements.
No, me too. Right? Yeah. There's no Wi-Fi.
If I have like side by side my RG351 anything, and I have it, I probably play the RG351 because it has retro achievements.
I'm glad to meet a fellow retro achievement hunter. By the way. We don't get many of those on this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's a lot of fun. I love it, dude. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
I love it.
No, I don't even play. If I'm on the street and my device doesn't have internet, I have to connect my iPhone to the internet.
Me too.
To make a spot and play.
Make a hotspot.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Me too. I was so bummed when I went to Alaska and was playing Mega Man X in the woods and I didn't have internet out there. And there's no hotspot, you know, And I'm like, I beat the game, but I missed out. I missed out on every retro achievement, dude. Every retro achievement. And I came back and people were like, you didn't beat Mega Man X. Your achievement profile says you only opened it. And I'm like, but it happened. I beat the game. I beat it.
We believe you, Stubbs.
I took a picture. Yeah, I took a picture. You. I wrote my name on it. Okay. Oh, I showed it to Rapid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, you're hacking. You're cheating. I'm like, no. Why? Son of a bitch. I beat the game. That's fun.
You remember when batteries got lost in the original cartridges and we would lose the save?
Yes.
It would be like
rust over.
Saves.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, or it would just fail. Or sometimes it would just like, you know, punch something a little harder and it would just shake the battery. Down.
Well, that teeny tiny microscopic soldering point on the battery that they would put off there would break off.
Well,
you know,
that's why I'm excited for the analog pocket, because then you can use those Game Boy games, but you can use a save state from the device.
There's actually a little bit of controversy brewing about the analog pocket right now, because
what's going on, Thor?
Well, they haven't released a jailbroken firmware yet for running ROMs on the analog pocket, and it's been a couple months.
Get out of here.
Well, I mean, it's completely closed source.
Stupid. And
it's completely closed source. And people are really frothing for it. They want it bad. So
I'm frothing. Yeah. Analog pocket drops next year, because I'm in the 2023 batch, it better run ROMs.
Hopefully by then. But I mean, for right now, still no jailbroken firmware.
It doesn't run also the cartridges, right? The flash cartridges.
Cheeto Steve.
No, it does run flash cartridges, from what I've heard.
It does run
flash Omega and stuff like that. Those run just fine.
Yeah, I heard that work. It does work. It can EverDrive or something like that. Yeah. But
it has an SD card slot in it that people want to run ROMs off the SD card slot. So
yeah, it would be much better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that one will be good. I'm also looking forward to the Miu P60. I think we're going to get pre-order stuff for that in the next few days, maybe a week.
Yeah, but I think
it's
so
close.
Too.
Hopefully.
Well, once Chinese New Year is over, at least.
Yeah, that'll
be. Yeah, might be that. Might be that. They just
I think it's one step above the 2 Plus, but one step back from, I think, like the 552. What do you think, Thor, for that P60?
I think it's still better than the 3399, personally. I don't care.
I think it will be better than 552.
Okay.
I think. Because I think 552, to be honest, to me, it's more like it competes more with the RGB 10 Max, maybe. It competes more with the other RKs, like a perfected version of the RKs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not
perfect. It has Android and does a lot of Android stuff. Yeah. But I would see it more as a Linux and compete with the other RKs. I don't know. As the supreme RK.
I would agree with that, because it did feel like Ambernic was really trying to move on from the 3326, right? And it also felt like they were getting it out as fast as humanly possible to beat the Odin market.
Which
they put it out in December, right? And it was coming out right when Odin was originally slated to be released before the delay.
Okay, beat a date. Okay, yeah.
So, which, you know, Victor, I think you and I, the three of us go back a little bit, right? Because we were in the 351 Droid server. I remember you were in that server. You were like testing games, or?
I was just, I did test a few games. I was one of the first people to talk to, what's his name? Ethereum?
Ethicon.
Was it?
Ethicon. We were talking to him today, actually. The guy who started that server.
Yeah, the guy who started that server. Because I have a YouTube community, so someone sent me a link of him working Android on the RGB 10 Max was the
OGA
or RG351, right? RG351.
Yeah.
And we talked, and I told him to start a Discord before he started. So when he started, he just put me in there, and I was one of the first ones there. And I remember when you guys show up too. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we ended up finally, I mean, we released 351 Droid, but unfortunately, the 3326 chip was deeply incompatible with the Google Play Store, which really sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's not enough RAM on that device to really make it worthwhile or make it, you know.
But it was a lot of fun to do, though. I mean, we spent
But it, hours and hours just and fun hours to see. I to be honest, I never recommended to my community to use it because all of the problems and you know, to be easier to play. But I showed them how to do it because it's cool. It's like a little project to see what it's capable of.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a nice proof of concept, but it's not. Without that touch, without that mouse mode.
The lack of touch screen was really bad.
It's just not a fun experience. You got to plug in a mouse and keyboard. I still recommend Linux as the primary operating system for those 3326 devices for the most part. You know, 351 Elec is my favorite.
Yeah, 351 Elec is also my favorite. Some people like CarcoS, but I really like 351 Elec too.
It's just, it integrates retro achievements really nicely and those nice video snaps.
Yeah,
and most things we can just stay out of RetroArch and just change a few things in Emulation Station.
Yep.
Yeah, it's easier.
It tends to be. Okay. Do you have? I saw you have a video going up about the A20. Do you have the A20 on hand now? You do. You and Thor both have one. I need to buy one of those. What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's pretty. I don't have the analog, but it's obviously a clone of analog. It has the same shape. It has the same three buttons on the bottom.
Yeah,
it's like an analog pocket from Sega, maybe.
On the back.
Yeah,
you got the triggers on the back. My video alt worked. I saw in Russ's video his didn't work. It came out of red video, but mine worked very well.
Okay. But
I don't recommend the device. I actually did a video today saying telling people the title of the video is not don't buy this device. But in the video, I actually show some.
Steve,
but in the video, I start saying it's beautiful and it's very cool. And I show some cool stuff. It's very powerful. But it needs a CFW or it needs... To configure, basically, you need a mouse pad and a keyboard.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you.
You're talking to the custom firmware guy.
Yeah, because I'm leading the charge on the A20 firmware.
Really?
Let me tell you the tale of how this went down. So
yeah, what happened, Thor?
We got a message from a certain YouTube user who has his own channel.
Cheeto Steve.
Uh-huh. Cheeto Steve. no, not Cheeto Steve. Anyway, and he uploaded a 72 gigabyte archive for the develop kit for it, right? The source. And that archive extracted to 50 gigabytes and was corrupted. And then we asked PowKitty for the stock firmware so we could pull files out and stuff like that, because we haven't figured out how to dump this thing because we have no root access or anything, right? Mm-hmm. So then we go through all this thing, and basically how it's going to end up is we're just going to put EmuElec on it.
No, but it is great. It is great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was talking this today with my community. It would be great if we had EmuElec in there.
Yeah. No, that's Shanti Gilbert is taking a look at it. The guy who makes the head dev for EmuElec, he joined RH recently, and I was just like, "Hey, if you have any interest in putting EmuElec on here, please do." He's like, "Yeah, sure, I'll take a look at it." So we're working on EmuElec now instead of Android. No touchscreen, for the A20, and it has the potential to be a really cool device, I think.
But also,
for me, it's a really cool device for Sega games and arcade games because it's so similar to gamepad. And you can see like light punch, medium punch, hard punch, light kick, medium kick. It would be perfect for that.
Victor, are those face buttons clicky or are they mushy?
Clicky, clicky. Super
clickety, clickety. Oh,
they're clickety, clackety.
Yeah, that's always tiring, kind of exhausting on the fingers. But. Yeah, I just, why is there no touch screen? You know, Steve came into that factory at Pow Kitty. Actually, he's like, you guys have a touchscreen on there. That is legit. It's like you took the 351V and added a touchscreen, and now it's good and it runs fast GameCube games. But let me say, let's take that touchscreen out of there. This will be my finest hour. And he fucking bolts. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Cheeto Steve, man.
Cheeto Steve, dude.
He's covered just in Cheetos, just ruining devices, just touching everything, sprinkling it on.
If you smell your device, you can smell Cheetos there, man.
If you smell the Cheetos on your device, if you can smell the Cheetos in the 552 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi, you know that Steve, he's been there. He's been touching. And he does each device one by one. No, he doesn't do it as a whole, okay?
What did Cheeto Steve do to the X18S?
Oh, he removed the membrane so that the face buttons fall down. Too close to the device. You know, the buttons are too close to the shell.
Oh, yeah, that too. But no, the buttons are so, like, they have this little movement and smooshy, and you can't feel anything also.
Yeah, you got to put tape underneath them to make them feel good.
I never open it. I am so you never.
You never did.
I have
the mods?
Done a lot of mods, like some hard mods. I have done complete reshell of PSP DS. Yeah. It's a lot harder than changing the analog. But I don't know. I'm so afraid. I'm afraid of breaking it, and I make content about it. So if I break it, what am I going to make content about it?
I freak out about that on every device, but I actually opened up my X18S, and that one was not scary to work on. It's big. Just follow the instructions.
In Hijinx video, he seemed so brutal with the
cutting the post.
The audio.
Yes.
The audio parts,
You got to be careful with it, though. Yeah, you don't want to snap anything off. But just go slowly. I think Russ has a video out by now on how to do it.
Yeah, he has.
It makes it so much better, dude.
It is the RG350 D-pad membrane with the DS Lite D-pad. And Vita sticks.
And you got to take six layers of Scotch tape underneath each of the face buttons.
Crazy shit.
Russ says eight layers. But when
people
tape.
Say after you do that, you can do Hadouken, you can do everything, right?
That's
what they say.
I finished the mods on mine and sold it to Damien Wright, and now he's enjoying it. But I bought another X18S because I just love rebuying and redoing all of my hard work a second time. And I just
this time it's going to be even better.
It's going to be even better, okay?
But Tor asked what Cheeto Steve did with X18S.
Yeah, what did he do?
And I think it's the buttons, definitely, and also the L3, R3 doesn't... I don't know why they don't have it. And also, the screen, for some reason, it's flipped. So when you put the HDMI, it does like a 350 turnaround. I don't know what happens, but you know, you can use the screen on while on HDMI, so sometimes you have to adjust the emulator or anything that you have to use your fingers because you cannot open up the emulator menu, so you have to keep unplugging the HDMI and changing and, you know, walking up
to the TV and unplugging.
That's the worst part, but at the same time, I feel it has every single feature. Like, for example, the GPD XP doesn't have video out, right? Mm-hmm. With Lineage now, I think it has a video out through
USB-C.
Yeah.
But, it doesn't have it originally or like HDMI or anything. And also, it has the 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi that RG552 doesn't have. So I feel like it has the best of all worlds. It has all features that it has to have, but it's all low quality. But it has all features.
Pow Kitty just needs to upgrade their build quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just, and it's not too hard. Like they have to invest in membranes. You know, they have to invest sometimes in little things, in little rubber things.
Just little things. And those joysticks are garbage on it too. They're not great joysticks.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't think it's such a huge difference for them to put a good joystick and charge a little bit more. You know, I know they want to be the cheapest to the cheapest, but I think they can. But maybe they're trying. I don't know.
They put a good CPU in that device. Yeah, they put a good processor.
It's a 618, right?
Yeah. No. I think it's a pretty good device in matters of strength. It stayed for a long time in the podium with the GPD XP, like the strongest ones, maybe from the price range.
Does it have a gyroscope in it? Like, can you move it around when you're playing Wii?
Yes.
Oh, it does. It does. So you can use it as your Wiimote IR control.
It does, yeah.
So does the Odin. Yeah.
It has the mic. The Odin has a camera or anything like that? It has mic.
No probably, camera. Right? It has a mic hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has a mic, the mic hole, and it has a rumble, and it has the gyroscope.
Yeah, the same.
Perfect. Well, I mean, and it has that 5 gigahertz, so you can do streaming on it. And you can play like Game Pass, right?
Yeah, I do. And you can stream that way. And you can also in the X18S, I can do streaming. Like I can open up Twitch and just stream my gaming straight from the device without a computer, without anything.
That's
great. With my voice plus the gaming cell.
That's you can great. Do that on a few of these newer ones. On the Odin works well. On the GPD XP, that works well.
Yeah.
RP2 Plus, that works well.
And that's awesome because there's a whole, like, we grew up with computers and had computers, but I imagine there's a whole new generation that won't have, like, a PC or even a laptop. Maybe the pro tablets can do everything they do at school and classes already. So maybe with only having this kind of devices, they can stream and they can have maybe a YouTube channel generate content. It's kind of cool.
It's an exciting time to be alive for a gamer right now. There's no doubt about that.
I always say it's the best time to be a retro gamer.
It's the best time. We're having so much fun. It's ridiculous.
We're on the verge of some saturated. Of these crazy devices.
I'm overwhelmed. I was telling Thor this week, man, like the Odin is good, right? But I am overwhelmed with how many good devices are available right now. It's too many. It's amazing that we have so many options, but like, slow down. Come on. Slow down.
I feel like that too.
Let me catch up. Let me catch my breath. Let me take a nap. Because I'm not ready. I wasn't ready for how good this Odin is.
Last year, you know, it was all 3326 devices for like 8 months, you know?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And now it's accelerated to this. And we have like new chipset after new chipset after new chipset. And it's like, where does it stop? Like, okay, now let's slow down. Like, I'm okay. Let's go back to like the same device for the next year. That's fine by me. I just need to catch my breath.
But it might happen. Like, I think maybe all this happened because it's the end of the year and the beginning of the year, and all brands probably plan to start selling before Christmas or, you know, a few months before Christmas, so they can have a big sale afterwards, but probably we're going to stop seeing new devices in the middle of this year, maybe.
Yeah, we'll probably get another drought. There's going to be the Steam Deck that's coming out. There's going to be a lot of mainstream attention, you know,
for the handheld community in general. Well, the nice thing about the drought is that it slows things down enough so we can focus on custom firmware. And we can focus on optimizing each of these devices that came out this year. You know, we have all those we have all those spreadsheets that let you list your settings, you know, which thank you. Victor has been helping us out on the X18S spreadsheet. Thank you for helping to get settings in there. But if the devices keep coming, we're not going to care about the spreadsheets. We're not going to care about optimizing the devices because it's like, well, this is now garbage. Put it over there. You know, let's play this one. It's crazy.
Well, that brings us to one of our favorite segments, I think. Are you ready for some shit talk lightning round? Because I have something to complain about.
Well, let's see. All right.
So speaking of the device drought that may be coming, all right, and making custom firmware in that time, Retroid still has not fulfilled their promise to give over the source code so we can make custom firmware for the 2 Plus.
Why?
They had promised it?
Yes. I actually bugged the shit out of David during a live Ask Me Anything on the Retroid server. If they were going to release their kernel source, and they still have not. And they told me that they probably will not be releasing it. They didn't tell me why, but my suspicion is they think that they're going to get ripped off before the RP3 can come out, and they plan on using the same processor as the RP2 Plus. So, no upgraded SoC for the 3.
Okay. Well, they said today there's a new update coming back here, but I don't know.
Well,
that grinds another, my gears too.
That grinds one that grinds my gears, because I asked them, I've been bugging them to give me kernel source, right? So we can fix up some stuff and make a nice custom ROM and all that crap, right? I messaged one of their workers and asked them, when's the next update coming out? We haven't gotten one in a while, since launch, essentially. And then, if you're not going to put one out soon, may I please have the kernel source so we can get started? She said, no on the kernel source, and there's no update planned in the near future. Literally minutes later, Retroid David was in the Retroid server saying that there was going to be an update. Well, 1.008 update was supposed to come out this week, right?
Yeah, and throw your hat on the floor.
And
fucking
Geno
Steve!
It didn't happen, all right? And now they're saying it's not going to come out until after Chinese New Year. And I'm like, you made me look like an asshole for telling people it wasn't going to happen. Did that, because I was talking about it publicly.
Geno's all over things.
But now, do you think it's a real update, or it's just like a fake update?
I think it's going to be
Nintendo DS about, in the launcher?
It's going to be a Rickroll.
Or not.
They're going to add a Rickroll system into the launcher. Though you go and click on it, like, oh, now you can play Sega Genesis. You click on it, and it's never going to give you up. Never going to let you down.
I hate
never
going to
run around.
But no, this part of the OEM box.
My name's Geno Steve. I will roll up my
Saturn,
sleeves and
think.
Get
I don't my think
Cheetos
you're
on your
other
fucking
than
shit.
The left Come analog on. Stick fix. I don't think they're going to add anything else. I think that's it.
God damn it.
So, I know. That's my shit talk lining grind. That's what I'm butthurt about right now.
Yeah, Victor, what pisses you off? What makes you mad?
Well,
anything. Could be personal life stuff. Anything.
Well, what pisses me off, man, is sometimes in the community we have device haters. Do you guys have that?
Oh yeah.
I'm making X18S videos, and people just get, oh, you just love the 18X.
Yeah.
You're saying that because you just love it. Or anything. They just keep pushing, like, you. I don't know. You guys have that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a bunch of doubting Davids.
We get a bunch of people too that are loyal to a specific device and can't
to
admit
a fault.
Its flaw.
Yeah, that's it.
To a fault.
That's it.
And those are usually the same people that are also device haters as well. So,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that happens a lot. And it's actually normal, and sometimes also loyal to Ambernic or to Palkitty or to specific brands. And they defend that until the end of times. It's crazy.
You know what?
It's frustrating sometimes, because all these companies have potential to make really, really good devices, you know? Every single one of them, even PowKitty, they could update their build quality in a heartbeat. All right, just use better plastic.
They can do whatever they want. Lock Steve outside. Like, why do they keep letting him in?
If they don't do it, you know
why?
Stop answering his calls. I don't know
why he wants to be the king of the scene, and he's just ruining every device he touches.
All right, Stubbs, what's yours?
All right, this is more of a personal level, I suppose. But we run a Discord community, right? We run the Retro Handhelds Discord. And there's other Discords out there, right? There's other Discords in the scene that cover emulation, all that stuff. Sometimes, like, there's like these turf wars between the Discords, and it's so stupid, right?
It is.
We all have the same hobby. We all want to talk about retro gaming, but sometimes there's like, I don't know, jealousy or something. I don't know what. But these other Discord people will come in to your Discord and just shit on you just for the fact that you exist in the scene and happen to cover the same topic. And then they leave. They come in. They're like, well, this looks like it's maybe a clone of what I'm doing. And I'm like, really? And then they're going to drop a link to their whole collection, their whole museum of e-waste, and like promo all their shit and then just leave the server. And I'm like, cool guy. So you're a cool guy. All right. So like, you're a cool dude. Okay. Fucking just, Steve comes in here dropping his Cheetos all over the Discord and then just fucking off.
Just like, so everybody knows, by the time Stubbs gets to the point to where he can't swear, like, it's so much worse than fuck you. Okay. So, okay, cool guy. Cool. When it's at that point, like, it's two steps above fuck you. Okay.
I start with fucking and shit and fuck this. Right. That's like my low level. But when I start to get to like cool dad words, you know, like, oh, that turkey, he's such a that's how you know I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
You know, it's just dumb. Like, no, can we all get along? A lot
too.
Can we all get along? Like,
I have here in Brazil, I have the Discord, but there is other platforms that has this group that only talks about handhelds and shit about me. And I only know that because some of its users...
Shit about this victor.com. Yeah.
Yeah. And some of its users screenshot and always sends me, look what they said. And it's always like, sometimes I burp in a video and they just say, look how they treat his following. Look how they... It's shit. It's stuff like that. And they... But they also, they suck balls for other YouTubers. So...
They suck balls.
Yeah, yeah. So they go all the time, like, to my... They do exactly what you said. They go to my server and they just said, oh, that other YouTuber does that. Or that other YouTuber, you know.
Yeah, he thinks he's so cool. Like, your whole server is filled with bots. Why don't you prune your people?
But it's weird because in my community, I don't see people doing that. I see people from other communities coming in mine and doing shit. Yeah, it's crazy.
And do you ban them or you just be like, ignore it? Like,
we try to. I when it's just first happens, sometimes I just delete the latest message or something that I see that you know it's I don't like. But when it keeps happening, I do ban sometimes. But it's very rare. We just ban in cases of, you know, extreme. It's not about me normally when we ban. It's normally about something more social.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we don't ban because it's hilarious every time when the same server owner pops in and then looks at our channels, steals one of the ideas for a neat channel and then implements it in their Discord. Yeah. It's just hilarious. It's hilarious. I'm like, well, no, that's good. We should probably
ban for really them. Serious like, stuff. I mean, if somebody says something racist, or if, you know, people are trying to scam in DMs, like trying to. There was that Steam account scam. Do you remember that? Where they would send you a link.
A lot of people lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
because we had to stay real sharp just on that. After the Epic Games giving Nitro to Discord, that happened. That actually happened, right?
Yeah.
So just like 2 weeks later, there was this Steam scam that a lot of people just fell. A lot of people just fell. It was similar in some ways.
We're just over it, man. Wow. Yeah. Well, with that, you know, is which channel do you want people to go to? You know, what's your main one?
Well, my main one in Portuguese is Victor Yemini. It's my first and last name that you can probably see somewhere here.
It's this. Around. I'll put it in the description, but it's the C/ Victor Yemini. Right. Which I just learned you don't have to put the /C in front of it. It'll go to it.
Yeah.
He's been saying that for like 2 weeks now. Because we just got our custom URL for retro handhelds.
So
on YouTube.
Incredible! This is so amazing.
Yeah, and I have the same Victor Yemini for every single social network.
for Twitch and other stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but in my American channel that I want to do, I want to focus more on X18S and RP2 Plus and wait for the Odin to arrive.
And which one is that?
And Retro is back.
Retro is back.
What's the easiest way to find? I couldn't find that one on your main channel. Retro is back.
Just use it in the search bar.
Maybe it isn't.
Yeah,
isn't
there it is. There. Yeah, Retro is back. I found it. Yeah, right. I was watching these videos. That's how I found you. I'm like, man, we gotta get this guy in the podcast. Like, this is top tier content on the 2 Plus.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I love some of these settings. Nice. You know, you have
and then he was like, what about Victor Yamini? And I was like, oh, I know that guy from 351. You know, back in the day. So
that's right. Yeah, we were all palling around back in just the kindergarten days, you know, back on that server. And now look at us, you know, we've grown so much.
Crazy.
We're now in middle age,
I think we're in the beginning of something, actually. I think we're in the very beginning of something. Handhelds has been there since Dingu and Dingux and a little bit before that. Right. But I think now it's flourishing. And with the Steam Deck, we are getting a lot of view up high mainstream.
Yeah, mainstream. Yeah.
Also, because here in Brazil, what I believe it's you know, you guys have Fnac there in America. I don't know this big stores. Okay, you guys have Walmart or anything,
right?
These big stores where you go in and you see, like, you have this line of computers and laptops and iPhones and Android devices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Steam Deck is going to be there. It's going to be there in every Walmart. It's going to be there in every, in this big Brazilian stores. We don't have as many parts there, but we have a few. They're going to be there too. And so many people are not in YouTube. So many people still watching TV, still watching only Netflix. I don't know. So these people, when they go to the mall and they hold one of these devices, they're going to be like one more person to the handheld community, one more person to the handheld community.
Yeah,
we're gonna have one more entry to the mainstream, and that's going to be huge. That's going to be really big.
I agree. Definitely. Yeah, we have a company called Best Buy here in the United States that focuses on electronics. Yeah. I absolutely see Steam Deck getting sold in Best Buy eventually.
Yeah. At least even if they don't sell too much, only having it showing up, you know, on the line, so many people are going to get interested in it because it's so different, visually different from everything else they have there. And I don't think Switches get open up for you to try, right? Nintendo Switch.
They're bolted down.
There are, and during COVID times, you know, they don't have that option as much. I think.
Oh, true. Yeah, it's true. COVID. Yeah.
But you know, I think that'll be a thing again soon. You know, growing up, we always had Toys R Us. You could go up to the Super Nintendo and play Aladdin, you know, in a kiosk, and I love that experience. I hope that never goes away. So, we need that with the Steam Deck. Let's see what Cheeto Steve fucks up about the Steam Deck, and we'll talk about it in a few months. Let's
I already got that one, the 800p screen. Boom.
Done.
Oh, 180p screen? That's better. That's good.
800p,
It's 80 more pixels than 720.
That's nice.
Well, Odin is 1080.
800p.
So. I know. It'll still look good. It'll be good. I'm excited to get my hands on the Steam Deck and see how much that I hate it or not hate it. So.
Wait. The Steam Deck is 800p, really just like 720 with 880 pixels more?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Why not a full HD? Because
Steve. Maybe? Because Cheeto Steve came into the
fucking
factory.
Cheeto Steve.
All right.
And
he stripped the pixels out of the Steam Deck, and Valve's like, cool, that guy seems like he knows what he's doing, and he's like, this is what we gotta do to make the money. This is what we gotta do to make the money. We're gonna take the pixels away.
Oh my gosh.
You know? He's just running around like an asshole.
Well, thank you everybody for listening in to BRB Gaming again. We're gonna end it on fucking Cheeto Steve. Oh my gosh. This was a great episode. Thank you so much, Victor, for joining us, man. We had such a good time with you. We hope you come back on again soon.
I had a great time.
And don't forget Double Saturdays. Okay.
Double Saturdays.
Yeah. Double Saturdays. That's a standard rule now.
All right, everybody. I'm Thor.
I'm Stubbs.
I'm Victor.
And we'll catch you all later. Thanks again.